meet his friends. This shir should be a special schus for Chana Liba Bas Nechagitol, and Adina Shoshana Bas Nechagitol, and Gila Adina Basheva Bas Nechagitol, and Gila Shoshana Bas Nechagitol, and Simcha Ben Nechagitol. They should all be zoche to a lot of simcha and bracha, and they should have Ruach HaKodesh. So we're in the middle of our study of Maseches Brachos. According to the commentary of Rav Kook in the Einayah, we're learning the Agaditas. Now we get up to a very interesting Gemara. It says in the Gemara about a Talmud Chacham, Ve'al yisaperim isha bashuk. He shouldn't speak to a lady on the street. A Talmud Chacham mitarnished red and mit a froy in the gas. When you're on the street, you're not allowed to speak to a lady. You shouldn't speak to a lady. And the obvious question here is, why not? Why not? What's the big deal? What are you doing? So the Rav explains what the problem is, even though it might seem a bit extreme, but he's going to explain why it's not. Hatsniyus hanimusis, we'll do this in American, shehim chazekas es sisora olam neged afroz sheyuchola hapritzis hativis lechola b'matzavam musiri akloi v'aproti, hitzricha shmira ravishel tismayit mitchunasa v'erko b'leit b'nei adam, v'nas haroshim shel aragilus. This tsniyut nimusit, this tsnius of manners, which strengthens the foundation of the world against irregularities that natural breaches of modesty can engender in the ethical level situation, both in the general community and individually, requires much guarding, that it should not be lessened from its character and value in the hearts of people because they're so used to it. In other words, in simple English, that's a long sentence, difficult sentence, there's a certain sneus that we really have to be careful about. And we can't let it fall by the wayside, and then Preetus is going to take over, and it's going to be VBN. Very bad news. So we got to be very careful about that. We got to keep the tznius on the proper level. Otherwise, there's going to be a great chorban, there's going to be a great kukul in the world. Alken roishia nishmar, this is in Os Nunhei on page 31. Alken roishia nishmar ofen akiruv ben aminim. Im regashel busha samuchlo. So when there's an interaction between the genders, there should be a sense of busha. Shehu mavlit es tchunas hatznius, which accentuates the quality of modesty. Shehu rosh l'chol magal tov, that is the head of every good circle. Umavo, and an entranceway, l'hashlama sa'adam. You see what tznius is? There's so many magical sentences in the Einayah. You can't miss them. People do, because there's so much in the Sefer. But this is like a magical sentence. Well, what does tznius do? It's mavle tchunas tznius. What is guarding this kiruv, that we should have proper interactions with members of the opposite sex? It's mavle tchunas tznius. It emphasizes the quality of tznius, which is the head of everything good, and it is an entranceway to the perfection of man and to his closeness to the Darchei Hashem Yisbarach V'Kedushaso, and to the way of Hashem and His holiness. So when we're tznius, when we act in modest ways, that is an entranceway towards kirva to Hashem. That's how we get close to Hashem and the ways of Hashem and the holiness of Hashem. Al Kain Ba'asher Ma'amar Habusha Ne'erech Tamid Lefi Sidra Kovod V'Akpeda. Because this event of embarrassment, of busha, is assessed always according to the order of honor and kpeda, and how seriously people take things, hamaschil mamamad maram, that starts with the elevated level, etzel shlomo bnei adam, hachom manchi hashem. Val piag dar in the sheres akopanim, Gam bepchusei maila, kishu arvay lekiyuma shel olam. So where does it all begin? It all begins on the highest level. Who is the highest level of busha? Who is the highest level of embarrassment? Who is the highest level of kavod? The chachamim. Tell me the chachamim. It all starts with them. They have to be most careful. And they're also pchusei maila. They're also the masses. They also have their own level of busha and kavod. Enough to keep the world going. It should be a normal world. If everybody did everything they thought, everything they wanted to do, the world would look pretty bad. But what do we have? We have the chachamim who are acting on the highest levels. And then we have the pchuseyam who are also keeping, also guarding themselves to a certain extent that with their sense of shame and their sense of dignity. L'mashal. Hasilsul v'darchei akavot shenogim an shemayla ba'atzimam v'lu shemen agem. Gormim akopanam l'havish agam shamonim ki yagi shel lo lo hatstaka l'shtamish v'darchei akavot nusim v'der kazeh. Kon polo devish akopanam lo yara kol kach liyos bozit ruach avat k'tzeh acharon. So when you have a very, very chash of a person, so he acts in an extremely dignified manner. He dresses in a dignified way. He acts in a dignified way. He speaks in a dignified way. And what's that supposed to do for us? That's supposed to make even the masses also act on their level. You're right. You know, the average guy is not necessarily going to get up in the morning and put on a three-piece suit with a tie and wear a Hamburg and make sure his shoes are shiny. Lav dafka. Lav dafka. It's not necessarily going to work that way. But at least he'll put on a shirt. You know what I mean? He'll wear shoes. He'll wear socks. He'll dress in a little bit of a mechubadik way, even though it's not mechubad like the Rosh Hashiva, like the Rosh Kollel. Like the Lahavdi, like the CEO. So that's what the Rav says. Polo Dabashalo Yemayer. He's not going to be mevaz his way, he's not going to act in a disgraceful way to the edge in an extreme way. He's going to have some feeling of human dignity. That he shouldn't act like an animal. He shouldn't act like an animal. In other words, the people on the higher level have to act with the higher levels of dignity. So the people on the lower level, they can at least keep within range of the way human beings are supposed to act. But if people are supposed to be the most dignified, unfortunately we see that in society today sometimes, as people are supposed to be the most dignified, act in the least dignified ways, and that really brings everybody down, because they're supposed to be the examples. You see the way, hear the way people speak, Rahmanul Itzlan, it's just in the way they dress, and the way they act, it's frightening. So the higher level people, the Talmidei Chachamim, they have to go to an extreme to be extremely dignified, so that the masses, they keep a basic level of dignity, and they're not misnai ke behema borchos chayev. Omnam bin apol tzad asilsul amidas habusha haruya l'shalmei maila. Teret biri dasa madrega acha madrega at sheyisroke milev hamon kol regesh kavod enoshi vaz nechono kol totzalus roz letzeis bizav kshlo yeda old gam boshes. When the people who are anshei maila, the higher level people, lose their sense of shame, level after level, till the masses lose in their hearts their sense of human dignity, terrible things are going to happen. Alkein Talmud Chacham Roy Lios Mesiaches El Abusha B'midazu Shle Yisaper Im Isha Bashuk V'afilu Hi Ishto. That's Rav Chisda adds in the Gemara. Afilu ishto. Even your wife you shouldn't talk to on the street. And somebody says, what? Are you crazy, man? You shouldn't talk to your wife on the street. It's your wife. What's the big deal? So the answer is, we're going to go to an extreme. Who's we? The Talmidei Chachamim, not including myself, are going to go to an extreme and not even talk to their wives. And because of that, Everybody else is going to keep their basic level. Later on, the Gemara says that you shouldn't talk to your wife. Why? Not everybody knows who your relatives are. Not everybody knows this is your wife. That's what it says Vayter in the Tanya Nami Hachi. Shouldn't speak to a woman in the street. Even your wife, even your daughter, even your sister. Not everyone knows your relatives. I still remember when I was a young bacher. I was once standing on the street in Yerushalayim talking to my first cousin. And a rav I knew walked by. And I said, oh, this is my cousin. I'm not talking to a girl. This is my cousin. And he smiles like, yeah, right. But she really was. She still is. In any event, because that's what the Gemara is saying. Ana kol b'kim b'krovosa. People don't know she's your cousin. People don't know she's your wife. She's emesiachet el tzadach shashiyesh b'zeh. So that's when we're talking about regular people. Don't talk to women on the street because there's going to be chshat. That something inappropriate is going on over here. And that's b'chol odem. But here, it doesn't say ana kol b'kim b'krovosa. Here, even na mitzad chshat. Here, it's because we want you to keep such a high level, and people say, oh, he doesn't even talk to his wife on the street. So then we better be careful. If he's going to such an extreme, so it evens you out. That's what extremes do sometimes. When you see somebody goes to such an extreme, let's say you have somebody who's a real he's a real peacenik. Oh, we have to make peace. And you have another guy who's a real warrior. Oh, he's militant. He wants to fight. So the guy, when the militant guy speaks to the peace guy moves him over. I mean, yeah, peace is a value, but you know, you have to fight in order to make peace. So, but you know, now we stand, what can we do to make it a little bit more peaceful, our militancy? And then when the peaceful guy speaks to the militant guy, he also says, yeah, you can't just be a pacifist and never defend yourself, or else there has to be, sometimes you have to. So you see that each guy, sometimes you have to wage war, it's necessary, you should be peaceful about it as much as you can, peaceful war. So you see that when people go to an extreme, it brings everybody else more to an equilibrium, more to an even-handedness. So that's what we're trying to do over here. With the Talmud Chacham going to an extreme, not only speaking to his wife on the street, so that's going to give everybody else more of a sense of busha. They shouldn't be talking to ladies on the street, or they should at least keep it to a minimum. So to conclude with the Rav's words, Amna mitzad atzmusin shal dvaram shunos l'tamad chacham hadavar mugdor ba'atzmo mitzad apula rishim shematrachas latzis adatei vitur musri shal regesh habusha v'atznis mitzad roshem. It's not mitzad l'fi she'en b'kin akol b'kin b'korvosav. It's mitzadavar atzmi, that he shouldn't talk because it'll give people more of a sense of morality. They have to be b'tznis. Achayavim livnos binyano shal amusav rochat yoshe ba'olam. They have to build these binyanim of musr and the straight paths in this world. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, it was mamish amazing what we learned, very, very important lesson for life of very chashuv people going to an extreme in order that the masses should keep a basic level, and this obviously can be a binyan av for many other things. And we also learned about the importance of busha, tznias, human dignity, and we should be zoche lo rak lumodu l'amein ela gam lishmor l'asas. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.